Nolte, Woke Taliban Blacklist Kindergarten Cop from Oregon Screening. By John Nolte on August 5, 2020. The Woke Taliban at the NW Film Center have blacklisted Kindergarten Cop, 1990, from a scheduled screening after a local author whined about it being problematic. The original idea had been to include the Arnold Schwarzenegger hit in a summer drive-in festival. The movie, where Arnold plays a cop who goes undercover as a kindergarten teacher, was filmed in Oregon and the festival chose it for its importance in Oregon filmmaking history. Watch below. But then a shrill wokester named Lois Levine, a local Portland writer who has since locked her Twitter account, Fox News has the tweets, went off on a crazed Twitter rant demanding the movie be blacklisted from the festival. What's so funny about school-to-prison pipeline? Kindergarten Cop out, tell it in Film Center there's nothing fun in cops traumatizing kids. National reckoning on over-policing is a weird time to revive Kindergarten Cop. IRL, we are trying to end school-to-prison pipeline, Levine shrieked. There's nothing entertaining about the presence of police in schools, which feeds the school-to-prison pipeline in which African-American, Latinx, and other kids of color are criminalized rather than educated, Levine screeched. 5- and 6-year-olds are handcuffed and hauled off to jail routinely in this country. And this criminalizing of children increases dramatically when cops are assigned to work in schools, Levine wailed. Yes, Kindergarten Cop is only a movie. So are Birth of a Nation and Gone with the Wind. But we recognize films like those are not good family fun. They are relics of how pop culture feeds racist assumptions. Kindergarten Cop romanticizes over-policing in the U.S., Levine bleated. Levine has exactly 535 Twitter followers and not only did the NW Film Center back down like Quislings, they are shamelessly claiming the tweets had nothing to do with their decision. That the blacklisting came about after some internal soul-searching resulted in overwhelming demand among staff and community members to remedy the historical horrors that come with Kindergarten Cop. But as Fox News points out, when the Quislings announced the decision to blacklist the movie, they replied directly to Levine on Twitter. Incredibly, and I know you're all going to be shocked by this, Lois Levine still isn't happy, still isn't satisfied. I think what you meant to type was, yes, we made a grave error in not realizing the implicit racism in that programming decision. We apologize and are rethinking who makes our programming decisions hereafter. How deep a white normativity hole will Latin Film Center keep digging? Lois Levine sure sounds like a load of laughs. So instead screening an escapist crowd pleaser during these troubled times, the Quislings will instead screen the perfect Friday night drive-in feature, a documentary about the recently deceased John Lewis. I'm sure the turnout will be huge. What's the second feature? A PBS film strip about how ice fishing exemplifies 21st century colonialism? Nothing is safe, y'all. If you notice, Levine's McCarthyite screeching was not just about the police content. It then shifted to something called a white normativity hole. Which means that the only thing that's not problematic to watch at the drive-in on a Friday night is a biography about John Lewis or video of Oprah reading Toni Morrison's Beloved. Or a slam poet performing a 2-hour version of White Normativity Hole. My issue isn't lunatics like Lois Levine. America has always been plagued by soulless, dried up, joyless, fun-hating bossy, neurotic harpies. My issue is that we are now caving to these soulless, dried up, joyless, fun-hating bossy, neurotic harpies, when we used to ridicule them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.